Now, we also had recommendations in cost realism and development process. So there was management pieces that we thought were important for them to do, increasing technology development and maturation, increasing their work up front in instrument development. We had a recommendation on the review process, one on how they go about selecting launch vehicles, and we looked at the different types of missions that NASA conducted, whether they be small, medium, or large, or announcements of opportunity or directed science missions. So we looked pretty comprehensively at previous studies that had been done and identified what we thought were the key findings and recommendations.
And one of your recommendations is that NASA should have some independent cost development initiative to compare those. How do they go about doing that?
Okay, there's cost estimates that one does early in the program, and fairly early in the program, but we believe that that point should be the preliminary design review, commonly called PDR. That work needs to be done prior to the preliminary design review to do the maturation of technologies as necessary, and that at that point there's a independent cost assessment that's done at the project or mission level, as well as one that would be done at a higher level, a program level, and so that that there would be an independence from those that are actually doing some of the technology work and engineering work that would be developing the cost estimate.
At one time, I had a chance to talk to the gentleman behind the Mars rovers. Of course, these amazing little critters. We always make them like they're people up there, but that were supposed to last 3 months, so they've lasted what, 6 years or some remarkable number.
Right.
And he always said, you know, we had to meet a schedule because of the alignment of the planets, and you know, you had to get to Mars, and so the schedule wasn't an option, and so the cost they went over budget. And NASA seems like it has some unique challenges that a lot of other big systems don't have, in that oftentimes the schedule is locked in.
Yes, on the planetary flights, that is true. So we looked at that as well, and some programs have done better than others in terms of maintaining cost and quality with a schedule constraint. In some, it went along and not much needed to be done. Others, they assessed where they were and de-scoped the mission a bit. In other cases, they needed to put additional effort and money into the program to mature it and have it ready for launch. So there's various cases that are associated with the schedule constrained flights. As another point that kind of brought up, that it was designed for a certain life and it went longer than that. So one of our other recommendations were to have a kind of a fixed starting point for doing these costs and an ending point when you're doing the estimations. And so the ending point would be what you planned initially for the flight to last. And so it was only to last so long, then that would be the point at which your cost estimate would be based. If it went longer than that, which is a good thing, then you would have additional monies incurred beyond your initial estimate. But that's a good thing. You would be getting good science return, and I think it would be generally well received to continue a mission beyond that point.
Yeah, I think people, at least with the Mars rovers, people are pretty thrilled that they've been able to collect all that extra data.
Absolutely. The initial cost numbers that both NASA and Congress would be looking at, though, would be starting at the preliminary design review and ending at the life cycle that is planned for. And if it goes beyond that, then that's a different situation.
One of the other areas you look at is development of technology. Technology, some of these projects tend to be long, and technology can change over time. How can NASA do a better job of focusing on what you call those key technologies?
Well, when a flight mission is selected, there are certain instruments that are planned, and some of them have not been fully developed. It's in that area that we recommend applying resources and effort to bring that instrument that may not have been done before to a level of maturity where you're confident then that you can go forward and expend the additional monies and time to build the satellite and plan for the launch and so forth. But the things that are unknown, that have high degrees of uncertainty, you want to give yourself more confidence that you can do it. And so that investment before this preliminary design review is important. Continue to get good, solid data between that point and the next big milestone, the critical design review. Do an independent assessment then as well. And then hopefully that you will have enough discipline and knowledge early in maturation, early in the program, that what we found were large cost growths after the critical design review would be reduced.
One of the words you keep using is discipline, having enough discipline. It often can be very challenging when you're developing systems like this, isn't it?
Yes, it certainly can be, and we would encourage the agency to continue to push frontiers of science and knowledge and so forth, but invest up front and make sure that before you get to a certain point where the investments become quite large, that you have the knowledge and the ability to, for example, build the instrument, build the satellite.
And is that one of the challenges? There's not enough of that upfront investment, that upfront time on whatever procurement process you may want to use, on the planning, on the development of it.
That is correct. And then, in particular, some of the technologies are quite challenging, and those particular subsystems or an instrument that has not been done before, you should take the time and money and work on that, whether it needs an engineering development unit or up to a prototype or maturing one part of it that you haven't done before. That's on a case by case basis, but the general principle of maturing the key components prior to committing to the whole.